my name is Miss Barb. Welcome to Lifeline English, the podcast that helps you know God and know English. You can read the written script for today's lesson online at lifelineenglish.com. Today, I want to teach you just two words. Both words start with sh. Can you say sh? The first word is shade. Shade is the area of darkness made by something that is blocking the light. The trees in my yard give shade to the house. It's hot. Let's sit in the shade. The other word is shelter. Can you say shelter? Good job. A shelter is something that covers or protects people or animals from danger or bad weather. A shelter can be something permanent, like a house, or something temporary, like a tent or even some branches from a tree. Sometimes, very poor people use a cardboard box for shelter. Nests are shelter for birds. Many small animals find shelter in holes in the ground. In our last story, Jonah became angry. He asked God to kill him. Will God kill him? You'll find out in our story today. It's called The Happy Sitter.
God said to Jonah, "Are you right to be angry?"
Who asked a question? God asked a question. Whom did God ask? God asked Jonah. Is God angry? No, Jonah is angry. Why is Jonah angry? Jonah is angry because God will not destroy the city of Nineveh. Is Jonah right to be angry? No, Jonah is wrong to be angry.
Jonah left Nineveh.
Did Jonah answer God's question? No, Jonah did not answer God's question. Did Jonah stay in Nineveh? No, Jonah left Nineveh. Did the people leave Nineveh? No, the people stayed in Nineveh.
He sat to the east of the city.
Who sat? Jonah sat. Did Jonah sit in the city? No, Jonah sat to the east of the city.
He made a shelter for himself.
What did Jonah make? Jonah made a shelter. Was the shelter for the people in Nineveh? No, the shelter was for Jonah.
He sat in the shade.
Did God sit? No, Jonah sat. Where did Jonah sit? Jonah sat in the shade. Was the weather cold and rainy? No, it was hot and sunny.
He waited to see what would happen to the city.
Who waited? Jonah waited. Why did Jonah wait? Jonah waited to see what would happen to the city. He wanted God to destroy the city.
God made a plant grow up quickly over Jonah.
Did Jonah make the plant? No, God made the plant. What did the plant do? The plant grew up. How fast did the plant grow up? The plant grew up quickly. Who was the plant over? The plant was over Jonah.
The plant gave shade to Jonah's head.
Did Jonah's head give shade? No, the plant gave shade. Did the plant give shade to Nineveh? No, the plant did not give shade to Nineveh. To what did the plant give shade? The plant gave shade to Jonah's head.
Jonah was very happy about the plant.
Who was happy? Jonah was happy. Why was Jonah happy? Jonah was happy about the plant. The plant gave shade to his head. Was Jonah angry about the plant? No, Jonah was happy about the plant. Let's listen to the whole story together.
God said to Jonah, "Are you right to be angry?" Jonah left Nineveh. He sat to the east of the city. He made a shelter for himself. He sat in the shade. He waited to see what would happen to the city. God made a plant grow up quickly over Jonah. The plant gave shade to Jonah's head. Jonah was very happy about the plant.
This story is written in the third person. Now I will tell you it again in the first person. This is how the story would sound if Jonah told it to us. God said to me, "Are you right to be angry? I left Nineveh. I sat to the east of the city. I made a shelter for myself. I sat in the shade. I waited to see what would happen to the city. God made a plant grow up quickly over me. The plant gave shade to my head. I was very happy about the plant." Jonah was happy to be in a safe, comfortable place. What makes you happy? I would love to hear from you. You can write me. Go to our website, LifelineEnglish.com. Jonah is happy now, but in our next story, something bad will happen to Jonah's plant. It will be the final part of the story of Jonah. Don't miss it. Until next time, may Jesus help you know Him and know English. Goodbye.